Oh, you wanted Jason Isaacs?
I did want Jason Isaacs.
Okay.
Because he was the Inquisitor on Star Wars Rebels.
Oh, okay.
And if I had him, then I would have... Well, no, I was going to say I have the whole original cast, but I still don't have Freddie Prinze. So, doesn't matter.
Well, maybe he'll be at Star Wars Week. Oh, no, never mind.
Oh. Wah, wah.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing just swell. How are you?
I'm just dandy.
That's great.
You getting ready for the holiday?
I am. I am. My bird is in the fridge defrosting.
You actually cooking this year?
I might. It's an emergency bird.
Oh, in case you don't get invited anywhere?
Or in case I go someplace and there is no bird. You know, I got to at least have the bird.
On you?
Yes.
Like somebody says, come over for Thanksgiving dinner, but we don't have a turkey?
But we're having lasagna? I go, sure. I'll bring my own plate.
You're going to a Puerto Rican household? Is that what you're saying?
No, there will be no flan. Flan! Flan! Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, this should be an interesting Thanksgiving since the world is falling apart.
Oh, why do you say that?
Because shit is falling apart all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go on to any of the news sites, you have headlines here. Look, so the first one that I see is the missing Paris jihadist had a taste for gay sex, drugs, and PlayStation.
Okay.
U.S. warns Italy over potential attacks in Rome. Armed protesters set up outside Islamic Center of Irvine, Texas. Vietnam veteran was assaulted by the Marines.
Ugh.
Illinois White Student Union calls Black Lives Matter movement an act of terrorism and calls for monitoring African-American students. We are getting out of hand. This is fucked up.
So what should we do about it?
I don't know what there is to do about it. I mean, I don't know how we get ourselves out of this mess. I really don't.
It's quite a pickle.
I mean, it'll be interesting as we record this. We record this on Sundays. So there is supposed to be an attack on U.S. soil tonight, according to Anonymous. So we'll see if that happens. It's supposed to take place at a WWE televised event.
Oh, well, the World Wildlife Fund? No. Okay. Well, that's good, though, because the people who go to WWE aren't really contributing to society. So I'd kind of be like, yeah, come on in. Come on in. Way down front. There you go. Way down front.
It's in Atlanta, too. So we'll see.
Even better.
You don't like Atlanta?
It's all right.
Wow. No love for the Hotlantians. Is that what they call themselves?
Hotlanta. Yes.
Hotlanta.
Atlanta.
Well, that's a retarded name, but whatever.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But I will be traveling for Thanksgiving, so hopefully nothing happens.
Yes.
At least on the way up to New Jersey.
On the way back, you're not really concerned? Well, as long as you make it there, your obligation is met, but after
I guess.
Oh, okay.
Actually, we'll be stopping in Washington, D.C. on the way back, so that's even worse.
What are you doing that for?
Visit wife's family.
Oh.
You know the one.
I know the one. Your favorite sister-in-law.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's quite true.
Well, that'll be nice. You gonna show the kids some of the sights while you're there?
No, we're only there for a night.
Oh. Not gonna do a drive-by of the Washington Monument or anything?
No, nah, she'll be able to see it from the car. from 95.
And over there, honey. Well, that's wonderful.
I don't really want to go into downtown DC.
Nah, a lot of people don't.
Oh, no. No, I've heard all kinds of horror stories about trying to drive through there.
Yeah, it's challenging.
Some people say they'd rather drive through New York than Washington, D.C., so...
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Although I preferred Washington... Or, not Washington. I preferred New York over driving through Philly. I don't know if you've ever driven through Philly.
I have driven through Philly.
All those, like,
totally
really...
in Philly. In a parade float. Ended up in a bad neighborhood. Had to find my way out.
In a parade float.
In a parade float.
Jeez.
It was comical. Like, oh, look, suddenly this neighborhood doesn't look so good.
Where are all the other floats? What is going on?
Yeah. Doesn't look familiar.
Well, normally when you're driving through traffic in Philly, it fucking sucks because of all the narrow streets and...
Right.
You know, they're not designed for cars. They were designed for fucking horses.
That's right.
And they're trying to squeeze like four fucking cars down it at once.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd rather drive through New York.
Well, that sounds exciting. Will you have a traditional Thanksgiving or will you have a eccentric Thanksgiving?
Well, if it's my family, it's eccentric.
You at least get the bird?
You know, this will be the first year in 3 or 4 years that I actually probably have turkey.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that's why you need the backup bird.
Just have one in my pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, you just get like, you know, a little 5 or 6 pounder. Keep it in the fridge. Doesn't take long to cook it up. Bring yourself a doggy bag.
Get a Cornish game hen.
No, that's not the same.
No?
Not the same. Nope, it's gotta be turkey. Gotta be turkey.
If you say so.
Yes. In case of Thanksgiving emergency, break open turkey.
Oh, okay. I thought we'd go over some interesting facts about Thanksgiving. We haven't done that in a while.
Really? Me too.
Wow, that was very unplanned. Now that the I guess the question is, are we reading from the same page?
Well, let's find out, shall we?
Okay. I'm reading from randomhistory.com.
And I am not.
All right, hey.
So, carry on.
Well, okay, well, since we're both doing this, should we go back and forth? Should we take turns with...
You start, and then I'll figure it out as we go.
Okay, so interesting, little-known fact number one is that the famous Pilgrim Celebration at Plymouth Colony, Massachusetts in 1621...
is traditionally regarded as the first American Thanksgiving. However...
How did we train wreck so early? What the hell happened?
But did you know that there are actually 12 claims as to where the first Thanksgiving took place? 2 in Texas, 2 in Florida, 1 in Maine, 2 in Virginia, and 5 in Massachusetts.
Oh my God.
And here's a little fact.
Okay.
Which you're not going to find on the website.
Okay.
My aunt, my uncle's wife, can trace her family all the way back to John Alden and Priscilla Mullen, who were ones of the original Pilgrims.
Wow. Isn't
that fascinating?
So you're an old school motherfucker, huh?
No, it's by marriage.
Oh.
It's by marriage. So why don't you tell us about number two?
The President Jefferson called the Federal Thanksgiving Proclamation the most ridiculous idea ever conceived.
I think you should just read them all at the exact same time.
This is not how I pictured this going at all.
Put this into left channel and right channel, so I'm on the left, you're on the right. It'll be like whispering in somebody's ear.
Sure, I can do that. All right, the famous Pilgrim and Indian story featured in modern Thanksgiving narratives was not initially part of early Thanksgiving stories, largely due to tensions between Indians and colonists.
Fascinating.
Yeah, see, this is not going how I thought it would.
No?
Okay, go ahead. You going to read the next one?
Held every year on the island of Alcatraz since 1975, on Thanksgiving Day, commemorates the survival of Native Americans following the arrival and settlement of Europeans in the Americas.
I want to go to an un-Thanksgiving ceremony.
Is that like an un-birthday?
I think, yeah. Hell. Everybody's got a little bit of Native American in them, right? Isn't that the old saying?
Yes.
We could go to un-Thanksgiving. Dance Monkey Dance presents un-Thanksgiving.
That could be a special.
We could charge tickets.
We could charge tickets? On your credit card?
No.
Oh.
On yours.
Oh, okay.
First Thanksgiving in America actually occurred in 1541 when Francisco Vasquez de Coronado and his expedition held a Thanksgiving celebration in Palo Duro Canyon in the Texas Panhandle.
Olay.
Olay.
Do you think they had flan?
Yes.
Yes?
Sure.
You know that the average distance for a Thanksgiving trip is 214 miles?
Oh, you did you skip over one?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to edit as I go.
You're going to what?
I'm going to edit as I go. Just on the fly.
Okay.
Threw you off, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Because I don't know. Every Thanksgiving, a group of Native Americans and their supporters gather on Coles Hill in Plymouth to commemorate a National Day of Mourning. The flyer for the event in 2006 reads, in part, "Participants in National Day of Mourning honor Native ancestors and the struggles of Native people to survive today." So, being that you're from Massachusetts, have you been to Plymouth?
I've been to Plymouth. I've been to Plymouth Plantation.
Have you ever done any of the stuff at Thanksgiving?
No.
Was that one of those things that they did, like when you were a kid in school?
It was a field trip. You know, you get to go watch them churn butter and stuff.
So there were people like dressed up in a
garb
as pilgrims?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, you know, little calico dresses and bonnets and Reeboks.
So do you think that the Thanksgiving is a bigger deal in Massachusetts than it is in other parts of the country?
No.
No?
No.
There's not like a pride thing of like this is where it all started? Well, technically not, but
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Just checking.
Nope. Do you know that the first TV dinner was Thanksgiving leftovers?
Do tell, John.
It cost 98 cents, and it had turkey, cornbread stuffing, frozen peas, and sweet potatoes.
Nice.
And said that retired Swanson executive Jerry Thomas said he came up with the idea after the company found itself with a huge surplus of frozen turkeys because of poor Thanksgiving sales. So let's cook all this shit up before it goes bad and then freeze it.
There you go. Let's see. The Pilgrim's Thanksgiving Feast in 1621 occurred sometime between September 21st and November 1st. It lasted 3 days and included 50 surviving pilgrims and approximately 90 Wampanoag Indians, mm-hmm. including Chief
Massasoit.
Their menu differed from modern Thanksgiving dinners and included berries, shellfish, boiled pumpkin, and deer.
And here's another little known fact. My high school athletic mascot was the Womp. And he was like a Indian kind of thing.
Oh, that's not racist at all.
Wampanoags. See? It's exciting, isn't it?
Did you guys do like the Indian chomp like games and stuff?
No.
No?
No.
Did you dress up in war paint?
No.
I mean, how bad was the racism?
Well, it wasn't because you didn't know it was racist. I mean, there weren't any Indians around to go, hey, Red Lives Matter. So, you know, what are you going to do about it?
I don't know.
I don't either. Anyway, do you know that the night before Thanksgiving is the single biggest day for liquor sales in the U.S.?
I'm not surprised.
You're going to start drinking this year, aren't you?
I might. I got to be with my family? Okay. Long before the Pilgrims, Native Hawaiians celebrated the longest Thanksgiving in the world, Makahiki, which lasted 4 months, approximately from November through February. During this time, both work and war were forbidden. I think we should bring this back. Can that be like a, you think that could be considered a like a religious thing?
What do you mean? Mahiki?
Mahiki. Makahiki.
Makahiki?
Yeah. Be like, no. Look, I can't work for 4 months.
Yeah. No.
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 Okay.
Do you know that only male turkeys can gobble?
I did not know that.
Fascinating.
Do you know that Thanksgiving Day is actually the busiest travel day, even more so than the day before Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Where is that other one that I saw?
Do you know what the first meal on the moon was?
I bet it was turkey.
It was packets of roasted turkey. That's what Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin had.
There you go.
Maybe a little squeeze of pumpkin. I don't know.
Little squeeze from the pouch.
Yes.
Did you know that President Franklin D. Roosevelt moved Thanksgiving to the next to last Thursday in November to prolong the holiday shopping season?
Really?
Many Republicans rebelled.
Oh, and what did they do?
The holiday was temporarily celebrated on different dates. November 30th became the Republican Thanksgiving, and November 23rd was Franksgiving for Democratic Thanksgiving.
That's great.
So as far back as when Roosevelt was in office, we couldn't fucking agree on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, you know that Benjamin Franklin wanted the official bird of the U.S. to be the turkey and not the eagle?
Really?
Yes.
You know, baby turkeys are called poults?
Yes.
You know, the Friday after Thanksgiving is called Black Friday, largely because stores hope that busy shopping day will take them out of the red and into positive profits?
Yes.
And it's only been a tradition since the 1930s. People being stomped for toasters since 1930.
I just don't know why we got to make such a big deal about Black Friday, because I think all Fridays matter. Just saying.
Well, it seems this year that's true, because I keep seeing all this stuff for Black November, where it sells all month long and not just on Black Friday.
Yes.
So, see, they're listening, John.
Hmm. Yes. Well, speaking of Black Friday, since we're hotly anticipating this year's Black Friday, I thought I'd share some of last year's best Black Friday deals, so you have an idea of what to keep an eye out for. So if you go to ThinkGeek, last year you could have gotten the Wampa rug for only $91 with free shipping.
Ooh. Just what every nerd needs.
Amazon had the iPoddy, which was a training seat with a iPad holder on it, and it was only $10 with free shipping.
Wow.
I could use the iPoddy, you know?
Could you?
Yeah.
I thought you didn't read in the bathroom.
Who said that?
You did.
I did?
We had a discussion once about people reading in the bathroom, and you said, "That's disgusting. I would never do that."
Oh, I lied. You gotta do something. Especially if you have a lot of cheese.
Okay.
Last year you could have gotten the plush My First Bacon.
Oh, okay.
The tagline says, "You've got a friend in meat." Oh, the Hug Me Pillow. Have you seen the Hug Me Pillow?
No.
These were going for $25 on Overstock.com. It's
Ooh.
basically half a men's shirt that's been stuffed as a pillow with a fake hand on it, and you can cuddle with it.
Nice.
And it feels like somebody's in bed with you with their arm wrapped around you. It's kind of pathetic, but I guess they know their target market.
Nerds need love too, John.
Yes. Yes. And apparently, one company called Tanga was selling a free pile of genuine reindeer poop. So, yeah, I think that could be kind of fun. I'm gonna send some reindeer poop.
Actually, looking at ThinkGeek, I now have an idea of what I'm going to get you for Christmas.
Uh-oh.
It's either going to be the Death Star waffle maker,
Awesome.
or well, it's a little too expensive, but maybe the Han Solo fridge.
Oh, that is kind of cool too. Kind of cool. Now on Black Friday, you get 20% off.
see?
Use the code LightSide.
You think my wife would flip out if I got a Weeping Angel Christmas topper from Doctor Who?
I think you just get it and you put it on the tree Christmas morning when she's still asleep and have your bag packed.
Okay. Oh, maybe I'll get you the Tesla watch. That looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
You like weird, kooky stuff like that.
It's not going to be the exclusive Doctor Who bed sheets.
No.
Oh, all right. Just saying.
No.
No?
Now, if you keep scrolling down on the right-hand side, there's a thing called a Tesla watch.
Under what? Under new stuff?
Well, it's under the bestsellers, the ThinkGeek bestsellers. Just type in Tesla watch and search.
No.
Just fucking search
No.
for it, man.
No.
Motherfucker.
We're looking. Oh, there it is. Oh, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, see?
I'd probably smash it the first day. Just saying, because I'm kind of rough on watches.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, then probably not that since that's kind of expensive.
Yeah. That's kind of cool, though. All right.
Oh, I found something for me.
What's that?
So I've gotten into cooking recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, somebody in the family has to. They have an R2-D2 measuring cup set.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
that
those.
is awesome. It's only $20. I'm gonna buy that. I'm
Right
gonna wait
now.
till Black Friday, but
To use your 20% off.
yes. That would look awesome sitting in the kitchen.
That there's also R2D2 and C3PO ceramic bowls.
Is there?
Yeah, so you could get those to like mix your stuff in.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Or the Darth Vader toaster.
Would
you like it a little on the dark side or a little on the light side?
See, I've seen the toaster. I'm not too enthralled with the toaster.
No?
No.
But it prints Star Wars right on your toast.
Yeah, see, I don't need that.
Oh. All right.
See, like, the waffle iron's cool. The measuring cups are cool.
Or the Darth Vader lightsaber pizza cutter.
No.
No?
No.
The Star Trek Starfleet uniform apron? Wear that while you're cooking. Wearing your Star Wars Darth Vader silicone oven mitts. I think that would be great. And your Star Wars lightsaber barbecue tongs.
I've seen those. They have those in Target. I might get the Star Wars bento lunchbox, though.
Oh.
Because that looks pretty sweet.
That could be fun around the office.
Yeah. They know I'm a geek.
Oh, they have R2-D2 cupcake pans.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's the next thing I want to learn. I want to learn how to bake.
You get the row of dough, you slice them off, you put them on a cookie sheet, and you're baking. That's all there is to it.
Okay.
Very simple. Very simple.
I bought a bread machine.
Did you really?
Well, I got it at Goodwill.
Oh, great. That's nasty.
No, I cleaned it.
Oh, still, that's gross. You don't know what that bread machine was used for.
No, I cleaned it.
Ew. No. Disgusting.
Oh,
I go
whatever.
Into those stores and I feel like I need a shower.
Whatever. It was only $7 and it works really well.
Oh, you've made bread? You've made welfare bread already?
It was
you tear that up, your big chunk of welfare cheese, and you make some grilled cheese.
It was banana bread, but yes.
Oh, really?
I did make some, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. I liked it.
So now you have to start making your own ice cream.
Well, see, what I'm going to try is I want to make my own, like, sub sandwich rolls, like my own, like, baguettes.
Okay, sure.
And then I want to try, like rye bread and like different types of things that I'm like, well, I don't know if I'd eat the whole loaf, so I'm not going to buy it in the store. But I feel
so it
like
allows you to make bread by the slice.
No, but at least
I
that way
I'll fry pumpernickel today. It's only going to take me 3 hours to make the bread.
The big thing though is it does pizza dough, and I mean, calzones and stuff all the time. So
oh, well, that's good.
Yeah,
everybody needs a hobby.
Yeah, hey, cooking's fun,
and reading is fundamental.
That's right. The more you know.
Cue rainbow. Yeah. Anyway. Well, cool. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You little baker. Little baker man.
Little chef.
Little chef.
I'm not bragging, but, like, the stuff that I've made so far, I'm very happy with.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Because there is literally recipes for anything you want online.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You can find out how to make anything except the Colonel's secret recipe.
Yeah, but who really wants that? Come on.
I know.
Ooh, they have a Millennium Falcon carving board.
Yes, I saw that.
That's sweet.
Onions to warp speed.
Oh, and they have it measured in parsecs. Isn't that funny? I don't know, man. Am I keeping you up?
You are. You are.
Jeez.
It's on the talk about bread.
Oh.
Carb loading.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. I'll get over it. So what else is new? Are y'all excited for Walking Dead? You think we'll find anything out?
No.
No?
My guess is that you're going to find out Glenn's fate at the last scene of the next week's episode right before the winter break.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's when I figured they're gonna like actually tell you what happened to him.
Right.
And he's alive. I mean, I don't know why anybody's thinking he's dead at this point, but you know, whatever.
Well, it was getting so bad that they've stretched out this one day.
Yeah.
Before last week's episode, I was like, when did Abraham die? I haven't seen him for a while. It's like, oh, there he is.
Well, yeah, since he was like a major factor in the episode last week.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah. Shaw. Interesting. Hmm. Yes. Rumor has it that it was Eugene on the end of the walkie-talkie saying, help?
Why would he be on the walkie-talkie saying help?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's silly that it's this much secrecy over this, whether he dies or not.
Well, I don't know if it's secrecy as much as it's just yanking people's chains.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, let's go. Whatever.
I mean, it's still better than 90% of the television that's out there right now.
Yes, well, that's definitely true.
I mean, I liked their new show. I liked Into the Badlands.
Did you? I didn't watch it.
The fights are very well done.
Okay.
It's a lot better than most of the choreography that's on TV right now.
Okay.
So that was good. The story is a little stranger than I thought it would be. I thought it would be more straightforward than what it is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, hopefully they'll work that all out and they'll...
What's strange about it?
Well, you think that it's the story about this guy who, is defending his baron or whatever he is. And then you come to find out that he doesn't know where he's from and he wants to go home. And you're like, oh, okay, that's a little weird.
Bizarre.
Yeah. I think I'm about to give up on Gotham.
Are you really?
Yeah.
All right.
Although I'm intrigued because Missy from Doctor Who is now.
Gotham. I love that.
She showed up and I was like, "Hey, wait a minute."
Yes.
What the fuck?
Sean Pertwee probably got her the job. Hey, but, I was on Doctor Who too. You should be on my show.
But you know, it's weird because she's playing a very similar character.
To Missy, yes.
To Missy. And you're like, is that her range? Or is that just what she's really good at? And they're just like, do that.
I don't know. I think they may have just thrown her in as a gimmick.
Well, I don't know how many episodes she's supposed to be in, but it's pretty good casting.
Yeah, very much so.
I have given up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched this last episode and I was like, yeah, I'm pretty done. It's nothing that I really fucking care about anymore.
Yeah, well, that frees up your Tuesday night.
It does. God knows I need some free time. You don't have streaming, right? We've been over this.
I did not have streaming.
You should really get it.
Why? Because then there's more stuff I'm not going to get to watch.
So Aziz Ansari has a new show on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
Called Master of None.
Okay.
And it's really funny.
Is it?
Yeah, I think you'd enjoy it.
I don't know. There are just too many of these little niche streaming services that, oh, well, we have this. Oh, but this company has this, and this company has this. And it's like, oh, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a problem because, like, I don't want Amazon, but, like, they have shows on there that I would really like to see.
Yeah, like this new one they've got, The Man in the High Castle.
Yes.
Seems really interesting, but I've heard the acting sucks.
I watched the first one. I didn't think it was as bad as what people were making out.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're usually pretty opinionated.
I am.
Hmm.
I am. So, like, it wasn't, I don't think it was terrible. But, I mean, it's a first episode. They're just trying to get you into the story.
Yeah.
So I was like, whatever. And they just put out Jessica Jones, which is the yep. second Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good too.
Yeah.
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 You're watching Jessica Jones and eating some new banana bread.
That's right.
Living That's the right, high life, it. My friend. Living hey. The high life.
Don't be hating.
I'm not hating. I'd be Magellan.
Like a felon.
Studying Magellan.
Oh, God. I'm so ready for a vacation.
Yeah, well, you're not going to get one anytime soon, so.
I know.
Poor thing.
December.
What's December? Oh.
I have 2 weeks off at Christmas.
It's going to be fun.
Yes.
You and your mother-in-law hanging out.
That's right.
You teaching her English. Her teaching you how to make flan.
I'm
See, you could bond flan. With her now that you're being a little cook. You could get, like, matching aprons. I think that'd be awesome. Little chef's hats.
No.
No?
No.
I don't know. Could be good. Oh, you could finally make some real bacalao.
No.
No? Oh, just trying to help.
I know, but no.
No?
Not bacalao. Nope.
No bacalao?
No bacalao.
No? Bacalounger?
No.
No? Okay.
Nope.
Nope? What else? Wow. All right.
What? Sorry.
Turkey coma already. Week early.
Yes.
So what did you think about the big Charlie Sheen news this week?
I mean, is anybody really surprised?
No, but what a douchebag. You know, I mean, he should have had the shit beat out of him when he left the studio. What an asshole.
What do you take? You're actually taking McCarthy's stance?
Well, no, because she's an idiot. She thinks that she could have gotten it by kissing him.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
Well, and that's the major thing here is that she's very uninformed about everything, apparently.
Oh, she's a moron. She's a total moron. Between the fact that vaccinations made her kid retarded, and now this. Oh my God, I worked with him. He could have given me AIDS.
I mean, the thing that I think she's missing, too, is the fact that he wasn't diagnosed until after he left that show.
Right.
You know, could he have had it before? Maybe. I mean, I don't... Did he disclose how he got it?
Oh, it's probably from one of the whores he was with.
I mean, he was a big drug user, too, so there's a 50-50 shot of either way.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
I'm saying,
assuming he knows how he was infected and when.
I don't know. I mean, he was pretty messed up for a few years.
Yeah.
So he may not know. But I think Jenny McCarthy is just pissed off she didn't get part of the $10 million that he was paying people. Because, you know, that Wahlberger money's not going to go too far.
Didn't they do a spinoff with her and the other brother?
Yes, they did. Jenny Loves Donnie.
Is that what it's called?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I'm saying, you know, Martin Sheen must be shaking his head going, why the hell couldn't you have used the other name?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a moot point, isn't it? Because, like, super rich people don't die of AIDS anymore.
Well, no, because they have the money.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't really know what... I know he felt pressure or whatever to come out and be like, you know, I'm being extorted, which is, I guess, is the reason to do it, but... I mean, I just would have been like, go tell people. Like, I'm not paying you money. Sorry.
Yeah.
And the whole thing leading up to it of there's a star in Hollywood that has AIDS and nobody knows. It's like...
yeah.
Is he really a star? Like...
I don't know. Is that... is what's his... anger management? Is that still on the air anywhere?
I have no idea. But, I mean, that was one of those things. Like, they shot back to back... for like a year and a half and made like 5 years worth of shows.
Right.
So like that's not in production anymore. So what the fuck does he care?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure. Let's see. Charlie Sheen. According to Celebrity Net Worth, he's worth $150 million.
Oh, well, you know, you can get some more out of him then.
So why the fuck would you care? Why the fuck would you, like, be like, you know, oh, this is going to hurt my career? No, it's not. What do you have to work for, man? You got enough for hookers and beer for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's kind of... whatever. Whatever. I don't know. I just don't know what else to say. I just, you know, it's just more shitty people getting attention when they should be, you know, left to die on a mountainside somewhere.
That's not nice, John.
It's only Charlie Sheen.
Charlie didn't do anything to you.
And, you know, it's not when they're saying, it's like, oh, Hollywood star has HIV or has AIDS. It's like, oh, my God, could it be Tom Cruise? Could it be George Clooney? No, it's Charlie Sheen. The only thing lamer than that is if it could have been Christian Slater. Like, who? What? Who? Whatever.
I mean, Charlie Sheen is not relevant to the youth of today.
What? Honestly.
Probably not.
No. See? That's all you gotta know.
But, you know, it's bad when anybody gets AIDS, but, you know.
It's not AIDS, it's HIV.
It's HIV, whatever.
See, there's a difference.
I know.
Educate yourself.
I know.
Come on, Jenny. Stop spreading falsehoods.
So he's on one side of the scale, and then that idiot Duggar father is on the other. Did you see that
who
thing that he released?
Sued by a porn star for assault?
Well, that's the son.
Oh, that's the son? Oh, what'd the father do?
The father put out a letter to all fathers across the country to be better men and to get suggestive materials out of the house so their kids can't get their hands on it.
Oh, so it's his fault.
Apparently he's going to take the blame for it.
Oh, good. He should.
What a fucking retard he is.
Making money off of the other retards who watch TV.
Well, yeah. It's all it's about now. I don't know. I just feel like the world's falling apart at a faster rate than it had been. I think people watch these fucking dystopian future shows and they're like, we want that now. So how do we get there?
Well, you get rid of the Republicans who are not allowing technology like the Tesla car to be very publicly used. You know, they're promoting all oil and shit.
Yeah.
Get rid of those assholes, and then pretty soon you won't be any dependent on gas at all. You'll have wind farms and solar.
But that,
and
but see, that's not going to change the guys that want to kill us in different countries.
Sure it will. If there's no reason for them to be here, you know,
okay.
then there's no reason for them to kill us. That's what I say, damn it.
They're going to hate us anyway.
So screw them. I don't care.
Yeah, but you're going to care when they start bombing where you work?
Not really.
No?
No.
As long as you're not there that day?
Yes, I'll be off that day.
You going to see that one coming?
I am. I am from a mile away.
Okay. If you say so.
Yes, yes. Ooh-wee.
Jeez.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Oh, this has to be a Florida story. Is this a Florida story?
What stupid thing happened now?
Thunder Bay, is that Florida?
I have no idea.
No, that's Canada. Oh. There was a guy who robbed two convenience stores with a snow brush as a weapon. That sounds very Florida to me.
It does. It does.
Yeah, I think Thunder Bay is up in Saskatchewan.
Oh, even better.
I think. I don't know. But there's video of it.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
Because, you know, as you do. What else is in the news? Oh, somebody... Was Adele just on Saturday Night Live?
Yes, last night.
Apparently they recorded her raw mic feed and put it out.
Oh, did they? And?
I don't know. Hang on. Let me see. I don't know. The girl can sing. I don't know why this is such a big deal. Yeah, the girl can sing. Leave her alone. Just because she's heavy doesn't mean anything. Fuck off, people.
Is she heavy?
She used to be. She's not so much now. But she used to be a big girl.
She used to be a big girl. Apparently she showed up at a audition for Adele impersonators.
I heard about that.
I think that's awesome. It was... More awesome if she didn't win.
Yes. Apparently when she started to sing, people knew what the
people knew
what was
exactly
going on.
Who it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, did you know, going back to the Thanksgiving tidbits,
uh-huh.
Did you know that Snoop Dogg hands out 1,500 turkeys to families in Los Angeles every year?
You think it's him personally or it's his people? You think Snoop Dogg's driving around in a limousine with a big cloud of smoke coming out of it, passing out
you know,
turkeys.
I would not be surprised. Because he seems to be like the down-to-earth dude that would probably do that.
Have some for Zerky, my Zerky.
His real name is Calvin Cordozar Brodus Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And he was him and Inglewood Mayor James Butts handed out turkeys at an event at an indoor arena.
Butts.
Mr. Butts said that it was the rapper's suggestion to take part in the turkey giveaway, almost doubling the number of birds handed out at last year's event.
So did you like stop at Costco and stock up, or?
Maybe. I'm sure that's what his people are for.
Yo, my nizzle, we gotta stop for a minute. I don't have enough birds.
I got my Costco card somewhere.
Right,
Yo.
right. Oh, did you know that that fact you gave us earlier about Black Friday is false?
Come on, man.
That it was not the day that merchants would be out of the red and in the black. It was
No.
actually used in 1966, and that's how the Philadelphia Police Department referred to all of the mayhem and traffic and stuff going on.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
Well, can't believe anything on the fucking internet, man.
Yeah. You can't?
Nope.
Really? Even the fact that Jennifer Lawrence says that Liam and Chris Hemsworth are gross scab-eating animals?
What? What are you talking about?
Apparently, Jennifer Lawrence was on Conan and she said his whole family, they're real animals. It's the craziest family I've been around in my life. It's like, eat this scab and I'll give you $5. It's on the internet. It's got to be true.
Not Thor.
Yes, Thor and his little brother.
That's so weird.
Bizarre.
There was a picture that I guess he put up on Instagram of like a giant spider on his wall.
Oh.
And it was like just another day in Australia or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh God, that was so gross.
That's another reason never to go to Australia.
Yeah.
'Cause like most everything down there is deadly, and it's right underneath the hole in the ozone layer.
Apparently, if you don't like snakes, the place to go is Ireland.
'Cause St. Patrick drove them all out.
No, that's just a myth.
Oh.
But apparently there are no snakes on Ireland because
St. Patrick drove them out.
they weren't able to survive the last ice age temperatures.
Because St. Patrick drove them out.
No, it's not because of fucking St. Patrick, man.
I watch St. Patrick.
Fuck St. Patrick.
No. Horrible, horrible, horrible.
What, am I going to hell?
Well, no, you don't believe in hell.
Thank you.
You can't go somewhere that you don't
Thank
believe
you.
in.
Well, tell these other fucking religious nuts around here that.
Oh.
You're gonna go straight to hell for not believing in God. What?
Yeah.
Do you realize how moronic that sounds? I don't know. People are fucked up.
So okay. So what usually happens the Friday after Thanksgiving on the airwave?
All the stupid Christmas music starts.
Yes. Well, here's a list of the top 10 Christmas carols even an atheist could love.
All right, hit me.
White Christmas. It was written by an agnostic.
I would like something a little more upbeat.
Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells was originally a Thanksgiving song.
It was. It was. Sleigh Ride.
Okay.
Silver Bells.
Okay.
We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
Well, so wait, mentioning Christmas, which is a Christian holiday.
It's not a Christian holiday anymore.
Well, it used to
It's a
be.
shopping day. Call it
It's
what it is.
a chance to get free stuff.
Hopefully.
But come on, John, keep the Christ in Christmas.
No.
It's a
Santa
big bumper
Baby.
sticker here. Okay.
Carol of the Bells.
Okay.
Winter Wonderland. And
Okay.
the number one. Deck the Halls.
Okay.
Aren't
As long as they're all
those
being
songs you
played,
like?
well, as long as they're being played by a heavy metal band, then sure.
doesn't mention God or Jesus or angels or virgin births or magical talking animals or redemption of guilt through blood sacrifice or anything supernatural. Doesn't even mention Christmas.
Well, we wish you a Merry Christmas, does.
Well, Deck the Halls is what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Honorable
mention. No, I guess mention, it doesn't, does it?
Honorable mention was included Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Up on the Housetop, Over the River and Through the Woods, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Here Comes Santa Claus, Jingle Bell Rock, Oh Christmas Tree.
Well, okay. So what you're saying is any song that does not involve the word Jesus or talk about the birth of a savior.
Yes.
Can be enjoyed by an atheist.
Yes.
Okay.
Or you could just like reword them. You know, I'm dreaming of a white Santa.
There you go.
Have yourself a merry little Mythmas.
Festivus.
For the rest of us.
That's right.
I think anybody can get into the Christmas spirit.
Well, as long as it's that the Christmas spirit is helping a neighbor and like not all the religious context that goes into it, but like all the other stuff I agree with.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got to be there for other people. You got to help out your neighbors and make sure that everybody's okay for the holidays.
God, that sounds kind of Christian.
No.
It's not?
No, because here's the difference. I do it because it's the right thing to do. A lot of Christians do it on the reward system of, if I do this, I'm going to get into heaven. Or if I do this, I can't do this because I'll go to hell. Like the fear of punishment and hope of reward thing that Christians do is what drives them. And for atheists, it's just because it's a nice thing and the right thing to do.
Okay.
That's why.
Well, I hope you get into the Christmas spirit. Perhaps sing some atheist carols on your way up north. I think that would be fun.
I don't really listen to music anymore, though.
No?
No.
A little Over the River and Through the Woods?
No.
No?
As appropriate as that would be for this trip, no.
No? I think you should make a playlist for your trip.
Okay.
I think that would be awesome. You should do that.
Okay.
And then you're going to share it with us next week.
No.
Yes.
No.
We just promised it.
You're not even going to remember this next week.
Remember what?
Exactly. We've been doing this far too long. I know that you'll forget.
Forget what?
Exactly.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Whatever, man, whatever. I'm just saying. You can promise whatever you want. I know that you'll forget.
Okay. By the way, that partridge in a pear tree should be arriving soon. Make sure you unwrap it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we Schrodinger's partridge?
Had trouble getting that out, did you?
I did. Schroeder.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Man, we really de-evolved here.
Didn't we?
Uh-huh.
You know what that means.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I asked you. Thought you knew.
Guess that means the show's over?
I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. go to our Twitter page, our YouTube page, our Facebook page, all that fun stuff, and let us know you're listening. So until next time, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
I wonder what I should get the Wookiee for Christmas.
What?
I don't know. He's already got a comb. Maybe a hairdryer.